Introduction. When a couple of years ago, a friend of mine from childhood, who'd grown into a brilliant, strong, kind woman, asked me to tell her how to raise her baby girl a feminist, my first thought was that I did not know. It felt like too huge a task. But I had spoken publicly about feminism, and perhaps that made her feel I was an expert on the subject. I had, over the years, also helped care for many babies of loved ones. I had worked as a babysitter and helped raise my nephews and nieces. I had done a lot of watching and listening, and I had done even more thinking. In response to my friend's request, I decided to write her a letter, which I hoped would be honest and practical, while also serving as a map of sorts for my own feminist thinking. This book is a version of that letter, with some details changed. Now that I, too, am the mother of a delightful baby girl, I realize how easy it is to dispense advice about raising a child when you are not facing the enormously complex reality of it yourself. Still, I think it is morally urgent to have honest conversations about raising children differently, about trying to create a fairer world for women and men. My friend sent me a reply saying she would try to follow my suggestions. And in rereading these as a mother, I, too, am determined to try. Dear Ije Awele, what joy. And what lovely names. Chisalum Adora. She is so beautiful. Only a week old and she already looks curious about the world. What a magnificent thing you have done, bringing a human being into the world. Congratulations feels too slight. Your note made me cry. You know how I get foolishly emotional sometimes. Please know that I take your charge, how to raise her feminist, very seriously. And I understand what you mean by not always knowing what the feminist response to situations should be. For me, feminism is always contextual. I don't have a set-in-stone rule. The closest I have to a formula are my two feminist tools, and I want to share them with you as a starting point. The first is your premise, the solid, unbending belief that you start off with. What is your premise? Your feminist premise should be, I matter. I matter equally. Not if only, not as long as, I matter equally. Full stop. The second tool is a question. Can you reverse X and get the same results? For example, many people believe that a woman's feminist response to a husband's infidelity should be to leave. But I think staying can also be a feminist choice, depending on the context. If Chudi sleeps with another woman and you forgive him, would the same be true if you slept with another man? If the answer is yes, then your choosing to forgive him can be a feminist choice, because it is not shaped by a gender inequality. Sadly, the reality in most marriages is that the answer to that question would often be no, and the reason would be gender-based, that absurd idea of men will be men, which means having a much lower standard for men. I have some suggestions for how to raise Chisalum. But remember that you might do all the things I suggest and she will still turn out to be different from what you hoped, because sometimes life just does its thing. What matters is that you try. And always trust your instincts above all else, because you will be guided by love for your child. Here are my suggestions. First suggestion, be a full person. Motherhood is a glorious gift, but do not define yourself solely by motherhood. Be a full person. Your child will benefit from that. The pioneering American journalist Marlene Sanders, who was the first woman to report from Vietnam during the war and who was the mother of a son, once gave this piece of advice to a younger journalist. Never apologize for working. You love what you do, and loving what you do is a great gift to give your child. I find this to be so wise and moving. You don't even have to love your job. You can merely love what your job does for you, the confidence and self-fulfillment that come with doing